Welcome to the art studio. This is where recycled materials can be used for art projects. Above you, you can see a dazzling sculpture of keys. They're arranged in size so that the pitch of the sound flows when you run your hand along it, making a beautiful ring.
What you see is not just a bunch of keys hung from some metal. It is proof that objects can be reused and given a second life. The keys you see here are just ordinary keys and would have been thrown out, lost forever, a hunk of metal wasted. They were owned by staff members of Boston Children's Museum. But instead of wasting the keys, the museum compiled them and turned them into musical art. But that's not all the staff do. The people who work at the museum dedicate themselves to being environmentally friendly. Alyssa Daniels, the science program manager at the museum, has something to say about staff dedication.
People have gotten much, much better about recycling their paper. The paper for painters bin by the copier is almost always pretty full. I see a lot of people carrying around mugs now. I see a lot fewer people buying water. I see people carrying their own reusable water bottles in and out of meetings. And things like that, you just didn't see it as much before we really started thinking about it. So there, I think everybody is probably doing at least some small thing. And certainly everybody is aware.
So not only do they talk the talk, but Boston Children's Museum staff walk the walk. They themselves have learned a lot about how to be green and make sure to incorporate it into their daily lives.
Being green doesn't mean huge changes. It just means taking a little bit of time each day, a little bit of effort to change the way you do things.